We will preview the education spending issues in Governor Walker's proposed budget this hour and wonder if you are on board or not with his proposal to expand the voucher school program. Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 7 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Tuesday, February 19th. We will talk with an education professor about his thoughts on what we know about Governor Walker's budget when it comes to school spending. The governor released some details over the weekend, and we will welcome your questions and your reactions at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. In the governor's budget bill, which will be released tomorrow, he gives his state budget address tomorrow night before the legislature at 7 o'clock, and you can hear that here on Wisconsin Public Radio. He is proposing that the voucher school program expand to 9 districts across the state, to districts that have at least 4,000 students and 2 schools in the district that are receiving poor performance report cards from the state. So what do you think of expanding this school voucher program? Are you generally pleased or displeased with the direction Governor Walker is taking the state in terms of education? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Our guest is Steve Correa, Associate Professor of Teacher Education at St. Norbert College in De Pere. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you back with us. Well, let's just start overall with the governor saying he's going to increase funding to schools, state aid to schools, by 1% in this budget. So that's better than 0%, huh?
Well, certainly. And I think that were I the governor proposing putting forward a budget like this, that would be the first sentence that I would include in any press release about that. Of course, there's no shortage of people pointing out that this comes on the heels of the largest budget decrease in Wisconsin state history. So I think perhaps understanding this in the broader context. Now, of course, widen that context even more. You have to be able to remember, all of us do, as the governor explained, the tools given to school districts to deal with those cuts were, you know, lower costs with teacher salaries and health care costs, those associated things. So we have to all remember this is a political issue with an educational context. And so all of us have very different feelings about this, but the governor is, again, a politician, so he's going to be able to do this in the way that gets his message out in a clear way and lets the chips fall where they may. But I can tell you what, he may want them. He wants them to be able to have his budget passed this year, of course.
Yeah. And then perhaps the most controversial aspect of his budget when it comes to education spending, he is proposing increasing by at least 9% the taxpayer funding provided to private and religious voucher schools, which is a larger percentage increase than all of state aid. Tell us, I guess, just help us understand what this these private religious voucher schools are all about.
And I really think that's the most interesting topic about this. In essence, what the governor has done is this proposal limits the school districts that would be eligible for an expansion of school choice to districts that would be 4,000 and above. So realistically, that's about 43 school districts in the state of Wisconsin. And in fact, when one goes down the list, there's a huge number of districts that have 3,900 students. So they technically, at least as it sits now, would not be eligible. The other context is, while they have to have 4,000 students or more, they have to have 2 separate buildings. Now, that's an interesting distinction, because how they're going to define building, reason I say that is, a lot of schools, they share buildings. Luxembourg Casco has a middle school and a high school connected. Seymour has a middle school and a high school connected, those kind of things. So whether or not those are considered 2 different buildings, I'm not sure. But the idea is that they would have to have 2 buildings that on the state report card get a D or an F. And so the idea would be then that they would have to be in trouble, so to speak. So once you sort of compute that formula, you're left with about 9 districts in the state that would be those districts that would be eligible for this expansion.
Yeah, those districts, let me just jump into for listeners that those districts would include Beloit, Fond du Lac, Green Bay, Kenosha, Madison, Sheboygan, Superior, Waukesha, and West Allis, West Milwaukee.
Exactly. So the idea would be then that they also realize that there has to be a critical mass of population for choice to even exist. So it just takes a certain amount of population to be able to have, whether it's parochial schools, private schools, you know, whatever. If you're in a smaller rural area, the choices just don't exist because there's not enough kids to focus on the school. This also, at least as I read it, does not deal with homeschool students. So theoretically, a parent would not be able to then draw that money for their child when they started their own school. So these have to be, I think, a brick-and-mortar type school, or, and this gets a lot of people's ears going, virtual education would also perhaps be eligible under this.
Hmm. Well, in the point of having 2 school buildings that are failing or doing poorly is because the whole point of this voucher program is to allow parents the opportunity to send their children to a non-public school that is doing better.
I think that what our governor has done and the people that are advising him on educational policy, one might look to a little southeast of Wisconsin, to the state of Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
These are very similar programs that as the governor in Indiana has instituted. And really, it's a very gradual sort of step process by which the governor is making a series of decisions that is gradually and incrementally shifting state money to the choice advocates, and then those choice advocates are getting anywhere from $6,000 to $9,000, I guess, when that child would go from the public school to the school of their here's the word, choice.
Mm-hmm.
And so the idea isn't, it's not just opening the floodgates and willy-nilly sending this money to the hinterlands, but the idea is that there's a demonstrated need, there is a demonstrated failure, at least with whatever criteria you want to be able to determine, on the part of the available public schools. Therefore, we are allowing these children to be able to go to have a brighter future. So it works well politically, it works well rhetorically. It's a very efficient model to be able to say, here's the need, we met it. And it also is a way to be able to look at your responsive to needs within the political framework of Republican ideas and conservative ideas. We have to remember that 2 of the largest supporters or strongest supporters of school choice in Wisconsin include 2 former speakers of the Wisconsin Assembly, among them John Gard. So this has a very strong conservative bent to it.
Mm-hmm.
and political backing of savvy, intelligent, well-connected politicians. So this is not just the governor acting. He's very aware of the group that he's playing to. And again, depending how one packages this, you can say you're really helping students. Of course, opponents of this say this is the slow dismantling of public schools, and they'll go, although they may not use that analogy of the old the camel's nose under the tent, and before you know it, he's inside. Some people said back in 1990 that the camel's nose was under the tent when school choice came into Milwaukee. Well, here we are in 2013, and the camel has moved in, and he's getting his mail inside now.
Yeah.
So school choice is everywhere, or will be soon.
We will talk more about school choice. We'll talk more about the governor's plans to expand the state's voucher school program in his soon-to-be-released budget proposal. He'll be delivering his state budget address on Wednesday night. We will be carrying that live on Wisconsin Public Radio on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. We'll follow up as well between 6 and 8 on Thursday morning. Talking right now with Steve Correa, Associate Professor of Teacher Education at St. Norbert College in De Pere, and we will continue to talk more about these this voucher school program. Is there, what's the evidence that shows if kids are doing better in these schools or not? Are they helping to improve the public schools or not? And more coming up. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. I hope you've been enjoying this conversation so far with Steve Correa about school choice or the education funding in Wisconsin. And we will get back to our conversation in just a few minutes. But first, we need to take a few minutes to ask for your support of the programs you enjoy. You help pay the bills at Wisconsin Public Radio, and we are in our winter membership drive. Bill Martins is with me, and we're asking you to go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 right now to make a gift in support of the programs you count on.
That's right. You know, last hour, just to update you, our goal was 20. We heard from 10 of you, so came up a little bit short on that goal, but we're mighty thankful for the for those 10 pledges that we received in our 6 o'clock hour. So thank you very much for that. Right now, and this is big, we have a dollar-for-dollar match, Joy, up to $2,500.
Oh, wow.
So if you make a pledge of, say, you know, $100, there's a generous group of generous donors from Madison who are going to match that pledge. So essentially, your $100 pledge becomes $200. And that's their way of encouraging you to support Wisconsin Public Radio. So thank you for that. Get your pledge doubled right now. It's a great time to do it. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
That's right. That's a wonderful opportunity. We can make up for a little bit of lost ground, mm-hmm. and you can get your pledge doubled. You can help out Wisconsin Public Radio, double your pleasure and double your impact. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And giving to WPR is so easy. It just takes a few minutes of your time. You make that gift of any amount, say $10 a month.
And that donation will come back to you every day in the form of great programs. So make your contribution at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and do give as generously as you can.
You know, we have a lot of guests on this program. We hear from a lot of different callers, a lot of different newsmakers, and you may not agree with all of them. But that's actually kind of a good thing because it means you're hearing multiple points of view, that you're fully engaged in a real discussion and not just getting that one side.
It means you're better informed about the issues because you've heard from these different perspectives. You can count on WPR for this kind of experience. And that's possible because of listeners like you. This is listener-supported radio, and your gift right now keeps this diversity of opinion on the radio. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And rather than receiving a book or a CD as a thank you gift, you can do something different this drive. With your gift of $10 a month or more, select Food for 40 as your thank you gift. We'll pass on what we normally would spend on a book or CD to a Wisconsin food bank in your area. So your gift will be enough to feed 40 people. How cool is that? Make that pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Bill, I really like that. $10 a month, mm-hmm. you can be a sustaining member of Wisconsin Public Radio, a generous donation of $120, which also will provide food for 40 if you choose mm-hmm. that as your thank you gift. And if you make that pledge right now, that pledge will be doubled, $240, because of this challenge grant, this dollar-for-dollar challenge grant that is in effect right now up until, was it $2,500?
That's correct, yes.
So please don't let this opportunity pass you by. Whatever amount you pledge right now will be doubled at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
It's fundraising time. Maybe we've worn you down. Well, if you finally decided to give, but still undecided about how much to give, I'm Scott Simon from NPR News. We have a suggestion. Why don't you think about becoming a sustaining giver? Just $10 a month. It's billed to your credit card. It renews automatically. But you can stop anytime you want. We hope you won't. Then no matter when you tune into your station, you know that you're doing your part. So join as a sustaining supporter of your station today. Just $10 a month. Here's how.
Just go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine with Bill Martins, and we are asking for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. Maybe your gift is $5 a month or $10 a month or $100 a month. Whatever amount is right for you, that's the right amount. At WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And remember, we've got that dollar-for-dollar match up to $2,500 in effect right now being offered from some generous donors from Madison. So your gift of $50 turns into $100, $100 turns into $200, and so on. You get the idea. So take advantage of this match. Make your gift go even further in paying for WPR programs. Get your pledge matched dollar-for-dollar right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And remember, when you give $10 a month or $120, you can get the Food for 40 thank you gift and provide meals to those facing hunger in your area. It's a great way to do two things at once with your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, we've got a goal of 40 pledges this hour. We need 35 more of you to step up to the plate and make that pledge. Thank you to the five of you who've done so already this hour. Take advantage of that dollar-for-dollar grant. Take advantage of the Food for 40. It's a great hour to make that pledge if you've kind of been sitting on it. Well, I think I'll make that pledge, but, you know, I'll get to it. This is the time to act. Take care of it now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
All right. Thanks, Bill Martins. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio, talking with Steve Correa during this hour. He is an associate professor of teacher education at St. Norbert College in De Pere. Nine Wisconsin school districts will be added to the state's voucher school program under a newly released budget proposal from Governor Scott Walker. We're taking a look at the details and talking about funding for schools in general and welcoming your thoughts and your questions, your reactions to this expansion of the voucher school program in Wisconsin. Let's take some calls. Chris in Juneau is with us. Hi, Chris, you're on the air.
Good morning. The question I have is, with this voucher system, when a special education student or a regular ed student takes advantage of this choice and the money goes to that private school, when the private school has difficulties with them or cannot serve them, will that money come back to the public school? Thank you.
All right, thanks for the call. He has a separate thing for special education, doesn't he, Professor Correa?
Yes, there's an aspect of the budget that is trying to provide an even wider range of choices for special needs students to be able to go to schools that the parents believe would better serve those students. And it's a whole series of things. It's kind of a special smaller grant and then the regular money that would also follow. I think what the caller is asking mm-hmm. about is, let's say, midstream, you know, November, the parent decides this isn't working. And, of course, this is no matter the context for the child, their mm-hmm. learning ability. And the simple fact of the matter is, with this, the money moves likely will move one way once and will not move back. So schools just do not have the infrastructure to be able to handle this kind of ongoing in and out transfer of money. So, no, the money would stay with the choice school in that case. Now, whether or not somebody could decide in the middle of the school year to move out and of a public school and into a choice school, I'd have to imagine that individual choice schools will set up their own acceptance criteria. Some might not. But when you're dealing with the money from the state this way, you know, you always have to be careful what you like. And the reason I say that is a lot of private schools like being private. Mm-hmm. That's why they're private. They don't want outside money. They want to do what they want to do. So they don't want to be seen as quasi-public. So not all private schools feel this exact same way. But money will likely flow one way once, And then the places are going to be forced to be able to deal with those resource shortages.
Let me ask you, and I'm sorry to kind of rush you a little bit, Professor Kareeb, but we have a newscast coming up. Is there any evidence that the children who go to the private schools under the voucher programs are achieving? Are they doing better than the kids that are in the public schools?
That really is the $64,000 question. And I think it's like asking someone if their child is intelligent. Mm-hmm. It's going to depend who you ask. Now, at the very least, it is not a screaming yes or a screaming no. Mm-hmm. And you will find some evidence that it's good. You will find some evidence that it does, of course, reduce money to public schools. Mm-hmm. But overwhelmingly, you will not find any side that can just say clearly, definitively, this is it. And so therefore, then people will say, you know, because we don't know definitively, is this the way to go? And choice advocates will say, we're leading in that direction, so we think this is the direction we want to go.
Yeah, and part of the choice program not only is meant to provide a better education for the kids, it's supposed to provide, a competition for the public schools to want to do better?
Right, and again, this one is, try to give the real short Reader's Digest version. Schools are essentially a supportive environment in which teachers work together. It's very collaborative, and to be able to tease out a particular contribution from a particular place or person, that's very difficult. So whether or not competition externally will cause public school districts to be able to completely rethink what they do, you know, we're not dealing with the production of consumer products. We're dealing with essentially a collaborative exercise. So there's not really any exercise to show that that mindset will result in individual teachers and school districts deciding to respond to individual threats from competition. So it might, but again, it's not quite the way schools work. So one has to be careful how they look at schools and realize that they're not capitalistic competitive enterprises. So the structure isn't, and the culture isn't really set up for that. So, you know, that might not be a fair analogy to enact.
We are talking with Steve Kareeb, Associate Professor of Teacher Education at St. Norbert College in De Pere, talking about Governor Walker's education budget, his proposals when it comes to school spending in Wisconsin, including a proposed expansion of the school voucher program. Governor Walker gives his budget address tomorrow night, Wednesday night at 7. You can hear it here on Wisconsin Public Radio. And you can join our conversation too, which we will continue after we check the latest news. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. We will get back to our conversation about education funding and the proposed expansion of the school voucher program in Wisconsin in just a few minutes. But time to remind you that this is our winter membership drive, and we are looking for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. Bill Martins joins me to give us an update on this special challenge grant that's going on right now.
That's right, Joy. We have a dollar-for-dollar match up to $2,500 in effect right now. We are almost at that $2,500 mark, so there's still a chance for you to get in on that. It's a great time to pledge because for every dollar you give, some very generous donors from Madison will donate an additional dollar. So you donate $50, they'll kick in $50. You get a $100 donation there. It's their way of encouraging you to support Wisconsin Public Radio. So double the impact of your pledge right now by giving at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Yeah, that's right. There's still time to double your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. On Wisconsin Public Radio, on the Ideas Network in the morning, you can hear a wide variety of topics, some really substantial topics. We know that you want more than just a headline, and we're ready to go in-depth on the issues that matter to you. During the 7 o'clock hour, we often talk about the issue of the day, something that might be the top story of the day in state or national politics. Today, it's education funding and Governor Walker's proposals when it comes to education funding. You will hear Governor Walker's state budget address tomorrow night at 7 on Wisconsin Public Radio. You will hear follow-up to that state budget address from 6 until 8 on Thursday morning on the Ideas Network. This is also primary election day, and once you go to the polls, you can tune to Wisconsin Public Radio tonight to hear news updates on the race for state Supreme Court Justice, and tomorrow between 7 and 8, we will be talking with two guests about that race. So give you all you need to know about state politics, and you can help support this kind of coverage by pledging at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
There's a lot going on this week, isn't there? Well, make yourself feel extra good when you donate to WPR this pledge drive, because for a gift of $10 a month or more, and as your thank you gift, 40 meals, that's 40, will be provided to those in need through area food banks. Just choose food for 40 as your thank you gift when you pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Maybe you've just discovered Wisconsin Public Radio. We want you to know that WPR is listener-driven, not profit-driven. We're able to bring you more programs per hour because we don't take time out for long blocks of commercials.
Yeah, our business is to inform and entertain you and provide quality programs for you to enjoy. WPR is your station, and it's only possible because listeners like you give what they can to support it. So show your support now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
When we moved to Wisconsin in 1976, one of the special things about moving to Wisconsin, which I hadn't anticipated, was that Wisconsin Public Radio is such a terrific treasure for Wisconsin. We got hooked. So as far as I'm concerned, there's really only one radio station. If you asked me to find some other station, I don't think I could find it, because I just listen to Wisconsin Public Radio. Why would you go anywhere else?
Well, you can go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 to make your pledge of support to pay for the programs you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine with Bill Martins asking for your support. Thanks in advance for your gift of $5 or $10 or $100 a month, whatever amount is right for you, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You can listen to WPR every day for years, and you're never going to receive a bill. We don't count how many minutes you listen. We don't put a meter thing on your radio. None of that.
Instead, we use the honor system. We count on you to voluntarily make a pledge to pay for the listening that you do.
And remember, you decide how much WPR is worth to you. Whether it's a dollar or two a week or a dollar a day, you decide. Then go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
And there is still time for you to take part in this dollar-for-dollar match, up to $2,500. It's still in effect right now. It's offered by generous donors from the Madison area who want to encourage you to also become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. Your gift of $50 right now will turn into $100, or $100 will turn into $200. Take advantage of this match to make your gift go even further in paying for Wisconsin Public Radio programs. Get your pledge matched dollar for dollar at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And if you're looking for the best way to fit a contribution to WPR into your budget, become a sustaining member. You'll make automatic, affordable monthly contributions from your credit card or bank account. A lot of people contribute $15 a month on this plan. Some give $100. That amount is entirely up to you. And as a sustainer, you'll be an ongoing member of WPR. No annual renewals to worry about, and best of all, you'll help build a stable source of revenue for Wisconsin Public Radio. Contribute now and become a sustainer. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hey, we're getting close to matching that $2,500 challenge grant, but still room for you to double your pledge. The dollar-for-dollar match is still in effect, but it won't be for much longer. So pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Bill, thanks very much. We'll talk to you in just a bit. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Back now to our conversation about education funding and the expansion, or the proposed expansion, of the school voucher program in Wisconsin. Talking with Steve Correa, Associate Professor of Teacher Education at St. Norbert College in De Pere. And Professor Correa, Just before during news, we heard that there is some pushback to this proposal by Governor Walker that he will be unveiling in more detail in a state budget address. 9 Wisconsin school districts will be added to the state's voucher school program. This is the program that gives taxpayer-funded vouchers to parents to send their kids to private schools. There's even some pushback from members of his own party. Republican State Senator Mike Ellis of Neenah, for example, is one who isn't sold on this idea and thinks that maybe there needs to be a referendum in a local school district to okay joining this program. What do you make of this debate?
Well, of course, we have to remember the governor has forwarded this within the budget,
mm-hmm.
which means that the idea is that if you're going to accept the budget and the budget proposals, this idea of school choice is embedded within the budget. It's not going to be teased out. Sometimes things are bundled that way. If anybody gets their cell phone, I don't use that, but you pay for it. It's similar. This proposal is part of the overall budget. Sometimes they come out of the legislature as a separate bill. That's what some people want. And then Senator Mike Ellis has said this should be decided on the local level with a referendum. Now, that is one that is more unusual in the state of Wisconsin, in most states. But what he's really trying to say is that local people are affected by this. Allow local people to decide. So the governor's really very politically savvy to bundle this with the whole package. And the idea then is they don't have any choice. You have to vote for something you maybe don't like as mm-hmm. a legislator if you want the whole thing. And so the governor's idea, again, it's very politically expedient. We also have to remember, in Wisconsin, the governor has a line item veto. And the use of that line item veto is very wide. I mean, the governor can cross out the word not and make it a positive. And so, and we've had, you know, Governor Thompson was a master at doing that, and frankly, so was Governor Doyle. So the ball is really in the governor's court this way. And I think by, again, bundling this within the budget, it's very savvy, and it really does take a lot of the discussion off the table. And it's we're going to pass a budget. This is the way to get the school choice idea passed also in the most efficient way, likely.
Connie in Middleton is with us. Hello, Connie.
Hello. I am a sustainer, and I am part of the pushback against this voucher system. I'm very, very distressed by it. I think it's taking money away from the public schools that have already had money taken away from them by legislative fiat. So I think the public has to understand that while the voucher idea came from sincere people in Milwaukee who wanted to help disadvantaged, it has been picked up by forces that want to privatize everything. They're against government. They have no reason to be against the public schools except that they want the money to go to private schools. I hope the public is smart enough to contact their legislators and complain about this. It is really a terrible move that the governor is proposing to take money away from the public schools. And I think, as the guest has said, there's very little evidence that the voucher schools have helped anything, and I think there's some evidence that it has not helped and that children are not getting a better education that way. I just want to urge our listeners to let their legislators know that they are against taking money from the public schools for the voucher system.
Yeah, thank you, Connie. Does Connie have reason to be concerned, do you think, Professor Correa?
Well, she is, of course, correct. It is taking money away from public schools, so we can't pretend otherwise. Keeping in mind that a lot of these proposals have been enacted incrementally, and if we look back again to the 1990s and Milwaukee's school choice, limited enrollment numbers, gradually the enrollment numbers have increased, the eligibility requirements have gradually been raised. In the current one, it is 300% of the federal poverty level. So, for example, a family of four could earn about $70,000 and have their children eligible for this program statewide. If you would make more than that, you would not be eligible. So this isn't for everybody. It is targeted with how need is defined within this bill proposal or this budget proposal. However, one would have to think that as statewide these requirements have gradually gone up, that it would not be unwise to think that at some point this might be 400% of the poverty level, 500, on and on, with perhaps eventually the caps being off. But for now, they are at 300%. So it's this incremental. But she is right. This will reduce money. On your sound or story at 7:30, the governor used a very interesting word to describe school choice. He talked about parity between private high schools and public high schools. And I was thinking, you know, I wonder if we need parity between the Department of Motor Vehicles and a private Department of Motor Vehicles to compete between the two, or a private, Natural Resources Board. And so it's interesting, a state agency is then being funded to compete against a public agency that, in essence, do the same competition. But again, you can see why the governor's doing this. His idea is this is something that will make both sides better. And I can say strongly, boy, is the jury out on that. And it's quite a risk.
Well, let's just move to school funding in general as we wrap things up. I can tell with our full lines that this school voucher expansion idea is indeed a controversial one. But the governor says that school funding overall will get a $129 million boost, about 1% in the next budget. Total K through 12 funding would go up $276 million. With the so-called Act 10 tools, Professor Correa, are public schools going to be doing okay with that kind of a funding boost?
Well, of course, public schools will take anything extra that you can give, money. So they're, you know, you're not going to find them saying that. Again, within the context of previous cuts, it's a very modest increase. We also have to remember this is a biennial budget, so you have to divide that in half, so about $120 million or so.
Mm-hmm.
We have 420-some school districts, a little under $500,000 per district. But with revenue caps, school districts still cannot raise more money. So it's a very modest increase. But with school choice, it's also possible that at the end of the day, these nine districts that may be targeted would actually have less money, and the school districts that might have more money, it's really a fairly modest amount, maybe enough for three or four teachers and a couple buses and to pay transportation. So at least it's not negative in the big picture, but nobody's going to go to Vegas or put up a new sports program with these kind of money. It's just not enough.
Just a couple of quick hits here on a couple of other education areas. The UW system will get a boost of $181 million. This is 2 years after after being hit with a $315 million cut. Still, a UW spokesman calls that a positive step. What do you call it?
Well, again, the UW system is the heart of Wisconsin. It's an exceptional educational system. It recognizes that on the heels of the previous cuts, it doesn't exactly restore everything, but it begins that process. It is a more positive thing. There were also undoubtedly going to come different expectations for graduation numbers and matriculation and access and online things. So the UW system will be in a period of transition with expectations changing for them getting in and graduating students. But they will have a little bit more money, but they're going to have very different they're going to have expectations coming their way that they've only begun to realize how to deal with.
Well, I hope, I know that we will ask you to come back to talk more about these issues as it moves through the budget process. Thanks so much for being with us.
Very glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Steve Correa, Associate Professor of Teacher Education at St. Norbert College in De Pere. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine with Bill Martins, and this is the Wisconsin Public Radio Winter Membership Drive. And we are here just for the next 5 minutes or so during this hour to ask you to support the programs that you enjoy, the programs that you value, programs like this one. That's how WPR works. The people who use it help pay for it. So go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 to support the programs that you enjoy.
Hey, that $2,500 challenge grant that we were talking about earlier this hour, good news, we've met that challenge.
Thank you.
Thank you to everyone who helped take advantage of those extra funds. We are still working towards that goal of 40 pledges this hour. We've got about 5 more minutes. We need 11 more of you to make that pledge, and we'll reach that goal. So help us achieve that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I certainly hope you enjoyed our conversation on education funding and in the state of Wisconsin with Professor Steve Correa. Now take a few minutes to make this hour and many more hours possible. Choose a gift that works for you, then make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we really try to make that whole pledge process as painless as possible. All we need is your name, your contact information, the amount of your pledge, and how you'd like to pay it.
And you can save time and money by using a credit card if you can. Better yet, start automatic, sustaining donations directly from your bank account. You choose how to give and then just do it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, WPR is probably a preset in your home or car, probably your home and your car, at least it is for us. You listen to WPR a lot, and it's time to become a contributing member.
So help pay for the station that you listen to so much. Make the switch from someone who listens to someone who listens and contributes. And you can do it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Still looking for 10 more pledges this hour towards that goal of 40? And you can help make that happen by pledging online at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Giving to Wisconsin Public Radio takes just a couple of minutes of your time, and in return, you will get so much back. Consider a donation of $10 a month. At $10 a month, you can also ask for your thank you gift to participate in the Food for 40 program. When you give $120, you can ask for Food for 40 and provide meals to those facing hunger in your area. It's a great way to do two things at once. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, you can turn on the radio every day seemingly for free and enjoy news programs and in-depth conversations for hours on end. And for a lot of people, that's where the relationship ends.
But for a special group of people, the relationship changes over time. You become attached, and you contribute money. You willingly pay for something that many people get for free. Those are very special people, and we call them members. So become a member today at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552, and welcome to the club.
Absolutely. And hey, we're getting close to that goal. We need just 9 more of you to make that pledge in the next couple of minutes here. Make that pledge at 8 more now, I should say.
Great.
WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thank you to John from Eau Claire, who pledged this hour, and he says, I listen to Wisconsin Public Radio while I drive. It's an excellent and unbiased source of news and entertainment. Thank you very much, John, and thank you so much for your contribution. We couldn't do it without listener contributions. You are the most important part of our budget. So why don't you contribute to that budget to pay for the programs you value? WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Again, we're getting really close to reaching that goal of 40 pledges. Let's make sure we hit that one, and that'd be great.
That would be great.
That would be really great. We need 8 of you to do that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thank you, Bill, and thank you if you've made your pledge. Thank you for already a member. If not, do go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.